From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back against each other during speeches given at an annual charity dinner in New York Thursday night, at times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks. Trump dominated the headlines leading up to the event, revealing his latest approach to the November 8th election.
That I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
But during Wednesday's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, prompting President Barack Obama to tell voters in Florida Thursday that Trump's casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election is not helpful.
That is not a joking matter. No, I want everybody to pay attention here. That is dangerous, because when you try to sow the seeds of doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of our elections, that undermines our democracy. Then you're doing the work of our adversaries for them.
Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics. A powerful earthquake hit western Japan Friday. The 6.6 magnitude quake caused power outages to tens of thousands of homes, but there are no immediate reports of injuries or serious damage. Meteorologists say there is no danger of a tsunami. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from the Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. This is VOA News. Turkey claimed Thursday to have killed as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish fighters in airstrikes. We have our report from Dorian Jones.
The Turkish military says its air force launched 26 strikes on 18 targets, killing as many as 200 Syrian Kurdish YPG fighters. If confirmed, it would be the deadliest attack on the YPG by Turkish forces. The YPG is militarily backed by the United States as a key ally in the war against Islamic State terrorism. Turkish political columnist Semi Idiz of Al Monitor website says the airstrikes carry a powerful message.
I think it's a message which indicates that Turkey will do what it will do regardless of what others feel, and that may include America.
Thursday's airstrikes are believed to be an attempt to stop YPG advances to capture the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The Russian national who was accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested early this month in the Czech capital is a 29-year-old Moscow resident. Czech authorities this week said the suspect was detained October 5th in downtown Prague in response to an Interpol warrant requested by the United States, and he now faces a Czech extradition hearing. Moscow is already moving to challenge the extradition of the Russian citizen to the United States. Cuba and the United States signed an agreement Thursday in Havana to exchange information and work together in the research of cancer. Here now from U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Sylvia Burwell.
We're excited. We know this is an important issue both here in Cuba, where it is the number one killer in this country, as well as in the United States, where it is number two. And it affects so many of our families and friends in our countries, so we're excited to work to make progress.
Last week, the United States government announced a new measure to loosen relations with Cuba that would allow both countries to work together in medical research as well as the importation of Cuban drugs to the U.S. A Mexican federal judge has rejected an appeal by drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman against his extradition to the U.S. The head of the Sinaloa drug cartel was recaptured in January after escaping for a second time from a maximum security prison. Guzman is currently being held in a northern Mexico prison. Mexico has said it expects to extradite Guzman by February. And an American-born giant panda, Bao Bao, will be heading to the land of his forefathers, China, sometime early next year. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.